This week on stage in New York, Hiroshima Maiden had its world premiere. The title refers to the 25 young women brought to New York in 1955 for reconstructive surgery after damage done by the atomic bomb. Carol Michelle reports.
The first character we see is an orange jumpsuit-clad pilot. He is Captain Robert Lewis, one of the two men who flew the Enola Gay, the plane that dropped the bomb on Hiroshima. In May of 1955, he appeared on the television show This Is Your Life. In Hiroshima Maiden, a narrator describes what happened, imitating the voices.
At 0600 on the morning of August 6, 1945, I was in a B-29 flying over the Pacific. And then the host says, "That, Reverend Tanimoto, is the voice of a man whose destiny is inextricably tied to yours."
On the program, Captain Lewis met Reverend Kiyoshi Tanimoto, who brought the 25 young women to New York. Lewis described in detail his view of the events to the host of This Is Your Life, Ralph Edwards.
8:15 promptly, the bomb was dropped. We turned fast to get out of the way of the deadly radiation and bomb effects. First was the big flash that we got, and then the two concussion waves hit the ship. Shortly after, we turned back to see what had happened. And there in front of our eyes, the city of Hiroshima disappeared.
Now, you entered something in your log at that time.
As I said before, Mr. Edwards, I wrote down later, "My God, what have we done?"
The Hiroshima Maidens never came face to face with Lewis on the program. Instead, two maidens were shown behind a screen.
Tonight, we would like you to meet two of these girls. Both have lived through the terror of an atomic bombing. To avoid causing them any embarrassment, we'll not show you their faces. May I present Ms. Takoya Minowa and Ms. Todaka Emori. They said they're happy to be in America.
Yes.
Thank the United States for what they're doing now for them. Well, ladies and gentlemen,
it was this program that inspired Dan Herlin to create Hiroshima Maiden. Only in his production, the characters are not played by actors. They're portrayed by 3-foot-tall puppets. Herlin directs the puppet workshop for Arts at St. Anne's in Brooklyn.
I actually think puppets are more human than humans when they're seen on stage, because if you see an actor rub his nose, you don't think anything about it. You just think, oh, well, you know, he had an itch. But if you see a puppet rub his nose, immediately your mind goes, oh, I know what that is. I've done that before. And so in some ways, puppets are really, they're like magnified mirrors. They show us ourselves, I think, more clearly.
The sets Herlin designed for Hiroshima Maiden are based on Japanese architecture and art. The scale is that of a dollhouse.
This is the pilot's barracks. This is Michiko's room. Michiko is the main character. As the piece progresses, the Soji screens sort of fall off, and it ends up being a kind of blank frame of a room. And
for this work, Herlin borrowed from the Japanese tradition of bunraku, where each puppet is manipulated by 3 black-clad puppeteers.
I went to Japan and spent some time at the National Theater of Bunraku and really fell in love with it. I walked into that theater. Actually, I walked backstage. I went up to this room where there were these incredible miniature kimono for the puppets, and I just looked around and thought, I'm home.
At one point in the production, a puppeteer comes on stage with a small box that he unlocks. Inside is a tiny turquoise kimono that he puts on his outstretched right arm. His hand holds a small gold fan. A block of wood in the shape of an egg becomes a head. 5 more puppeteers join him, all with kimonoed arms and those egg-shaped heads. Then the heads are replaced with other heads that are cracked, just like an egg. These puppet women have all become defaced by the effects of the bomb. Playwright Dan Herlin based his story in part on the experience of one of the 25 women who came to New York for surgery. Herlin met Michiko Yamaoka on a trip to Hiroshima. She came back to New York to see his production. At one point, Yamaoka sobbed while watching a scene of the puppet Michiko, her white face scarred by two paisley-shaped red blotches, as she takes a knife and slashes at herself.
I remember those days when I was thinking of committing suicide. That moment came back to me. Now I'm really happy to be alive and thankful for my life.
In Hiroshima Maiden, Michiko is shown what she could look like after reconstructive surgery. Paper dolls wearing kimonos are redressed in ball gowns and Peter Pan-collared full-skirted dresses, right out of Ozzie and Harriet.
I had no money, no house. With my twisted neck, I wasn't able to work, so I went to get it fixed. Even though I was afraid I could be killed or tortured, I went anyway because I thought they should fix it.
When the Hiroshima Maidens came to New York, and two of them appeared on This Is Your Life, they never came face to face with Captain Robert Lewis. But in the play, the maiden does meet the co-pilot of the Enola Gay. They circle warily, looking intensely into each other's eyes. Michiko Yamaoka was in the hospital, preparing for surgery, when This Is Your Life aired.
I know he came to visit the hospital, Captain Lewis. We won't meet him, we said. He brought candy from the factory he was working for, maybe because he felt bad for dropping the bomb and killing people. He put the candy in glass bottles and left them for us. We didn't meet him. We said, we won't meet him.
Michiko Yamaoka said that ultimately, with the Reverend Tanimoto's guidance, the maidens decided to forgive Lewis. He was, said Tanimoto, just following orders, like a good soldier. It was the war that was to blame, not the people who fought it. Robert Lewis died in 1983 of an apparent heart attack. Michiko Yamaoka still lives in Hiroshima. For NPR News, I'm Karen Michel in New York.